A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On that day, as evening drew on, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in the boat where he was. And just as the other boats were with him. A violent squall came up, and the waves were breaking over the boat, so that it was already filling up. Jesus was in the stern asleep on a cushion. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." The wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" They were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this whom even the wind and the sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord. Well, we have a gospel today that is one of those gospels that something important happens in, that the Lord asks us a question. Now, when you read the scriptures, one of the important things to remember to do is to not read it like spectator sport. Or look at those disciples in that boat 2,000 years ago. Or look at them. And look what Jesus does. Nice story. And you close the book and you're done. That's not the way to read the scriptures. You see, you and I are the disciples. We are in the boat. We're the ones who are hit with violent storms. We're bailing water. We're the ones whom it finally occurs to us to call on the Lord. And then we're the ones whom the Lord asks a question. Why are you so terrified? And you're supposed to answer it. That's how you pray the scriptures. When the Lord asks a question, you need to answer it. And not just with some little trite answer, but really a good soul-searching answer. Why are we so terrified? I'm going to return to that question in a minute. A few of the other details I want to point out to you in this gospel. It'll kind of prepare us to deal with this question. Jesus had been preaching. Now, in our culture, when someone such as myself preaches, we stand to preach. But in the ancient world, a teacher or a preacher would not stand to preach. They were seated. It was the position of the teacher was to be seated to teach with authority. And so Jesus had been in a boat. There was a large crowd along the shore of the Sea of Galilee. And Jesus asked that the boat be taken out 20 or 30 yards so that he could see the crowd. And he preached to them seated in the boat. And he preached, summoning them to faith. Now the evening comes and the crowd disperses. And Jesus gives the instruction that they should cross to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. And in the night a violent storm comes up. Now, I want you to notice the detail, though. In this terrible storm, Jesus is sound asleep. I said, Jesus is sound asleep. Now, some people interpret this data to mean, see, God doesn't care when there's storms in my life. And they're going to ask him that question. Don't you care that we are perishing? But brothers and sisters, let me ask you a question. If you're in a panic, do you really want God to be in a panic with you? I don't know about you, but I want God to be calm and cool as a cucumber. But I want you to look at this data a little differently. It is not that the Lord does not care. But Jesus is not troubled by the storm. Now pay attention. There are 13 people in this boat. 12 of them are terrified. And one of them is so relaxed that he's asleep. Sleeps right through the storm. Sometimes I think that we figure that the way we see things is the way they really are. If I think there's a terrible storm and I might lose my life, then there's a terrible storm and I'm going to lose my life. But just because that's the way I see it doesn't mean that that is the way it is. I'm going to try to illustrate by reminding, I was reminded of an event in my own life. Oh gosh, it must be some 12 years ago now. Maybe 13 or 14 years for all I know. I was here at Holy Comfort of St. Cyprian. And I came down the steps early one morning for the morning mass. And I heard something that you're not supposed to hear. I heard running water in the dining room. Now, you're not supposed to hear that when you go in the dining room. I opened the door. And I immediately panicked because the entire ceiling had collapsed onto the dining room table and water, like rain, was coming down on the floor and on the table. The entire ceiling, a pipe had broken in the wall. And all the water had pooled on the ceiling, causing it finally to collapse right onto the dining room table. It looked like an earthquake had struck. The whole room was a disaster, completely ruined. And I hit the panic button. I ran and got Father Tolentino, our pastor at that time. I ran and I got him and I said, Eddie, look. And Eddie came into the room and I'm like, And Eddie's just, in fact, he's even smiling. And I looked at him. And I said, don't, look at this. Why are you so relaxed? And Eddie smiled. And he said, insurance money. He said, I've been wanting to restore this room for a long time, and I've never had the money to do it. Now it looks like we're going to have some money to beautify the dining room. And any of you who have been in that dining room see what a beautiful job that he did. It's one of the most beautiful rooms in the house. But there were two men in the same space looking at the same information, but interpreting that information very differently. One, me, was in a panic, seeing complete disaster. Another was seeing money coming his way. Seeing what could be beautiful in the future. You see, just because you see something as a disaster, or just because you or I see something as threatening, does not mean that it is threatening. or that it is a disaster. If you look back on your life, I'll bet you, if you're like me, that some of the most painful moments in your life also brought great blessings. Sometimes when a door was closed, another door opened. Sometimes losses bring gain. We just don't really see the whole picture, do we? And so it is, you've got 13 men in a boat. One of them sees things the way they really are. Just fine. And 12 of them see things that cause them to panic. Who's right? Well, of course, the Lord Jesus is right. Brothers and sisters, the Bible says that all things work together for the good to those who love and trust the Lord and are called according to His purposes. Did you hear that? All things. We don't always understand God's ways, but in the end, God is up to something good. Sometimes in life, you gotta break a few eggs to make an omelet. Sometimes God has to allow difficult and painful things to take place. But in the end, God is up to something good if we trust Him. Jesus is not troubled by this storm. They are, but He is not. He knows that storms in life inevitably come. They sometimes wreak damage. But after a while, the storm is passing over. Trouble don't last always, and it often brings blessings. And now to return to the question. Why are you so terrified? Why am I? Have you so little faith? The Lord asked again. You see, faith is a way of seeing. Faith is a way of knowing. And if we can begin to see things the more the way God sees them, there's great peace. We were told today that there is, if you will, that the old things have passed away and new things have come. But whatever's going on in this world, it will not last. It is passing away. I've got a feeling that trouble don't last always. And that if it does come into our life, God allows it for some purpose. And He can and will draw good from it. But the storms of life do rage. But the Lord asked you and me this question: why are you so terrified? When I look back over my life and I think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed. I've got a testimony. If someone asks you, how are you doing? Just tell them, better than I deserve. Because even in the difficult times in my life, God still had blessings. An old hymn that I've told you before, an old Charles Tinsley hymn, says, trials dark on every hand, and we cannot understand all the ways that God would lead us to that blessed promised land. But He guides us with His eye, and we follow till we die. And we'll understand it better by and by. Those things that we're going through now, we don't always know the answer. We don't always understand why. But we've got to begin to understand that we'll know it better by and by. And it's been my experience, and I hope yours too, that very often when I thought nothing good would come, God was up to something good. And so the Lord says, why are you terrified? Learn to trust me. The storms will come and the storms will go. But I want you to trust me. I can bring blessings even in the most difficult moments. I can write straight with crooked lines. I can make a way out of no way. And I want you to learn to trust me. Because the reason that you are so terrified is that you have very little faith, very little trust. Why are you so terrified? I have it on the best of authority that that day in the boat, the Lord taught them a gospel song when the storm was over. And it simply goes like this. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the host of hell assail and my strength begins to fail, thou who never lost a battle, stand by me. Thou who never lost a battle, stand by me. I invite you, brothers and sisters, to wrestle with this question a little bit more on your own. I can only take you so far to answer the question as to why we are so terrified. But ponder the question. Answer the question that Jesus asked. Why are you so terrified? Careful now. Don't rush to a simple, glib answer. Work with it. Meditate over it. Ponder it. Why are you so terrified? Amen.